views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It's 7:06 in the morning right here on the 19th of April, 2016. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live throughout the world at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning, Carl. Let's take a look at a couple of things that are going on around town here. Weather-wise, it's going to be a mix of cloud and sun today. The high pushing the 90-degree mark, a little bit cooler than yesterday, but not so as you'd notice. Mostly cloudy skies this evening. That's going to be the pattern for the next few days. Then on Thursday, we start seeing some clouds move in. Rain and thunder likely on Friday. Temperature's going to drop down into the middle 60s. And it'll be unsettled weather over the weekend. Right now in Redding, it is 60 degrees. Shasta Lake still 13 feet from the top of the dam. And all of this is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Yeah, Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Discounts for seniors and veterans, locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. Give them a call, 365-3793. Hey, on the 29th of this month, it's all about the animals. Bella Vista Farms fundraiser dinner. This is a big thing they have. This is once a year. It has no host bar. It's going to be at Wind River. Of course, Wind River always comes through for those people and for everybody out there. A delightful evening of entertainment, fabulous auction, and raffles. Tickets available at the VCA Animal Hospital or Bella Vista or www.bellavistafarm.org. Tickets are $25 each. Corporate tables of 10 for $300. For information, call Chick Miller at 347-0544. Sunday, May 7th, the Military Order of the Purple Heart is having their annual golf tournament. Be a four-person scramble. This year, they will be providing multiple donations to the Veterans Home, including financial assistance to veteran families with spouses deployed, as well as $7,000 in scholarships to local high school and college students. Give Bill Filan a call at 339-5449. That's 339-5449. Or call J.T. Thompson out at Gold Hills, 246-7867. Please reply soon. They need to have this out there soon, by the 22nd. And if you want to sponsor a hole, you can do that. If you want to get your people together, it's $150 to sponsor a hole. And it's going to be a great time, as it always is. And then on May 14th, the Frontier Senior Center, it's 20th birthday, May the 14th from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., down in Anderson, give them a call at 365-3254 or see Janie at the Frontier Senior Center. And we'll save, oh, wait a minute. The 5th Annual Women's Rodeo Clinic fundraiser for breast cancer, Friday, May the 20th, Reading Rodeo Flats. This is something good to get in. They're only going to have 100 tickets sold to this. And so you need to purchase the tickets by May 1st. It's going to be lunch, dinner, the Friday night rodeo performance at Rodeo Flats, the whole thing. And once the girls go out there, they have a great time. Give them a call at, check it out. Go to the link below. Chicks and Chaps for Breast Cancer Registration or Reading Rodeo /Chicks and Chaps. Or call here.
I continue to be astounded by anybody who says, "There's nothing to do in Reading."
Oh,
didn't that just blow you away?
Well, you know what? We went to see Mary Poppins the other night, and it was just spectacular. There's shows going on all the time. Oh, there's talent everywhere in this town. And then you start talking to, I talked to Faye Hall yesterday about her classes that she has on coding and how she can take somebody in a month. Two and a half hours, or it's a 20-hour class, I should say. And she has them ready. And you saw the syllabus. She has them ready for entry-level jobs right here in town that people are looking for people. And this is obviously the future. When you look at what's happening in the digital age, there'll be more about that and how veterans can get into this and why I believe it's going to be a great asset for our veteran community.
Content,
especially
app,
our young ones.
Yeah, content and app creation is we are moving from manufactured goods to the realm of ideas and who has a really good idea. So and how to do things better, faster, cheaper.
Yep. And this thing too is everybody is look at the paper. Papers are moving into digital areas and they need people that know how
need people
to
that
live.
Know how to make a web page.
They know how to make a web page. Yeah, make a web page and but also to keep the web pages up but then to keep moving. I mean there's hundreds of thousands of jobs out there, if not millions of jobs. That you can do from your home. That's the other thing. You just have a good, you have a good computer. You got a good line internet, high speed internet. Boom, you're in business.
It'll be interesting to see how the Reading Paper web page evolves because for the last couple of years it's been an exercise in how not to make a new paper web page.
Oh my gosh! Well, they've had when you have three owners in 3 years, and then every time they try and do something new on the web page, now it says. When you come to this web page, you agree to the privacy policies of USA Today or Gannett.
What I'm most worried about is what happening to newspapers, what happened to radio a couple of decades ago, that every local outlet got overlaid with McNews. McRadio.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the very few independent stations left in a market of this size. And the corporate juggernaut applies one-size-fits-all programming to vast numbers of people, and that's a disturbing thing.
Well, thing about the... Well, that's true. In many cases, that we're kind of one of the last holdouts out here, and there's others, but we're some of the last holdouts. And this is where but they've said from Gannett, from Record Searchlight, says they're not going to be, they want them to continue local news because that's
really
this is one of the things they do with all their papers. They want to keep their local news going. Anyway, hey, immigration, can Obama just suspend all immigration laws and tell his forces not to arrest and deport? Well, it appears that this is at the Supreme Court of the United States, and right now, Chief Justice Roberts is using Obama's own words against him. Obama said in 2014, "I don't have the power to do that. I can't do that. I can't just arbitrarily change the laws like that. That's Congress." But then turned around and said, "Do over." I get a do-over. I can do that. Well, now, of course, they're...
I got a pen and a phone!
Of course, now they're locked in the battle because it's 4-4 in this. So, my question is if the president can just, with a stroke of a pen, change a law, why can't he change all laws?
That's
the question. That's the question that's in front of the Supreme Court.
If you
cannot change these laws and change how you're going to deport people and how you're going to have people arrested, we're up to our butt in illegals. And to make it even better, all these illegal children that have come across the border, how they somehow get from. They somehow get from Nicaragua and Guadalajara and, Panama and Colombia. How do all these little 3 and 4 year olds get all the way up here to the border? There's the question. That's the first question. But then they somehow come across the border, which is the second question. But do you know where our Cracker Jack government's putting them? We're putting all these illegal kids.
Mm.
The vast majority of the illegal kids are going to illegals that are already living here. In the United States. Can you believe that? You got an illegal kid. Well, it's a good thing we have all these illegals so we can put these illegal kids with these illegals.
Well, it's all Democrats in training. I'm sorry.
The whole thing. And that's, and see, that's where I can disagree with that because the people that you have, a lot of these immigrants are coming here are working hard. They're hardworking people that want to better their lives and that's why they're here. They're not here specifically just to say, I want to suck off Uncle Sam's, I want a job. I want to be able to better myself. Those people believe in responsibility, believe in jobs, believe in working hard. You can't say that they're just here as a Democrat to get things. I mean, they could be the bedrock of conservatism because they're in many cases they're Catholic and very very religious.
One can only hope it backfires.
Well, however, they're still here illegally, and I have we're going to take all 11 million and throw them back across the border. I don't think so. Can you build a wall along the border? You can build a figurative wall along that border and keep everybody out. I've not heard Hillary or Bernie ever say a word about trying to close the border. Have you heard them say anything about that?
Not a
piece. Nah, we don't need that. Let's just move the borders up 5,000 miles. I got to take a break here. Hey, it is 7:16 in the morning here, and this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at.
While you're looking at that,
firearms instruction. Yeah, I was just right there. Just my finger was stuck. The portion Ted Light is teaching an advanced class. A lady called me yesterday and she said, "I'm trying to find some kind of training for my two kids who've taken the CCW, but they want they need more training. They want more training." And so I said, "Well, why don't you call Northern Firearms Instruction? He's got an advanced class going." And that they'll learn twice as much as they did before. They'll be shooting a lot. They'll be moving from spot to spot. They'll be using cover. They'll be showing. They'll be presenting the gun from a concealed position, or from underneath their coat or jacket or vest or shirt. And it's just a good way to learn how to take that. It's a good way to take that next step in your use of firearms, especially personal firearms for protection. Give him a call at 999-1822 at Ted Lighty, or register online at readyincw.com. We'll be right back after these questions.
Most of Shasta County still has hours before their day begins. The bakery staff at Orchard Nutrition Center is wide awake and beginning their day. Each morning, they arise well before the dawn to start about their task of creating fresh, wholesome, nutritious baked items. Why do we do what we do? Sabrina, the Orchard Nutrition Center bakery manager, has been the culinary heartbeat of the bakery department since 2003. Sabrina, along with bakery clerk Kathleen, used the freshest ingredients available to create a variety of freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and an abundance of baked gluten-free and vegan items every day. Great detail is taken to ensure that every item meets the strict Orchard Nutrition Center guidelines for taste, nutrition, and freshness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, our staff is like family, and our customers are our friends who come back again and again because we truly believe we're all in this together. We love seeing the smiles on our customers' faces. So when people ask, why do we do what we do? That's why. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
It's Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Saturday, May 7th, two shows. From the shelter to the world stage, all of the dogs in the show have been rescued from pounds and shelters from across the country and are trained using positive training methods. You'll enjoy the dogs performing as much as the dogs enjoy performing because they're doing what they love. These amazing rescue dogs have unique abilities, and Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience showcases their unique talents and signature moves. And you don't want to miss this show with your family. Featured on Animal Planet, Jay Leno, David Letterman, Ellen, Oprah, and more. Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience is performing two shows at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, May 7th, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. With high energy excitement from beginning to end, you'll witness some of the most incredible stunts and behaviors ever performed by dogs. With amazing tricks, big air stunts, comedy antics, dancing dogs, and athletic feats, it's the most entertaining show of its kind. Tickets at the Civic Box Office. Call 229-0022 or readingcivic.com.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just a distance, but also an attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling. It must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning. Linda's on sabbatical this morning, kind of recovering from yesterday. 7:22 in the morning, 60 degrees out there, going up to 90 today here on April the 19th, 2016. Hot day today. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Wellgate Sports Club brings us this segment. A unique saltwater pool facility. That's right, saltwater that you can work with, play with. Takes the force off your joints and reduces inflammation. All of this in their during their training programs. And they have got every type of exercise equipment you can imagine, anywhere from free weights to all the additional machines and all of this. All of this at Wellgate Sports Club on 1740 Eureka Way. It's on Eureka Way in Court Street. Give them a call at 768-1205. Great place. You're going to like it. People are really friendly. It's really clean. Bob, you go there.
Yes. Now, a quick tech tip. For those of you who have screwed up hopelessly the view on your computer, usually in any browser in the upper right-hand corner is what they call the hamburger menu. It's three parallel lines. Click that and you can get to most of your settings. That's your tech tip for the day.
So that was what was wrong with it?
Yes. I opened up the hamburger menu, which is all your settings, and changed your magnification back to 100%. I have fixed your computer once again.
Oh. Well, okay. Well, that's your job. That's your job there, buddy. All right. You know, do you remember Everybody Loves Raymond, that TV show?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everybody gets
hung
up. Well, Doris Roberts' mom passed away. She was 90 years old. She was, you know...
That's a good career.
She was out there. You know, and I remember seeing her from things from, you know, I mean, after she became famous, you know, on Everybody Loves Raymond. And then you go back and you see her in other shows. But
now she's been a good character
played,
actor
and
for
if you
a long
look,
time.
Oh, yeah. And if you look at her from the beginning of Everybody Loves Raymond till the end, how her persona in that character in that show changed until she was just nobody wanted to fool with her, with Mom, at all.
Moms tend to be like that often.
30%. Get this. This one got to me today, having been around these machines for a long time. Only 30% of the Marine FNA-18s, that's their main fighter jet.
Yeah.
Close air support, you know, fighter, all this. Only 30% of the Marine FNA-18s are mission capable. 100 out of 278. Around that, because they've and why? Because
those birds are getting old for one thing.
It's not only that, but they've been in combat for 15 years. But even that could be handled by this: the budget cuts, the dramatic budget cuts, the cuts in personnel. The Marine Corps has lost over 20,000 people over the last few years. 20,000 men and women. A lot of them were mechanics. A lot of them were the people that, you know, kept these birds flying, senior types that retired. Others were just, hey, we're not taking anybody, you're out. You can't reenlist.
Yeah.
And so here we are.
The people who knew how to fix stuff are
they're
gone.
They're doing something that they would never do at any other time. They're cannibalizing birds. They're taking
Ooh.
Parts off. Well, you know what, you know,
oh,
what
yeah,
that's like.
That's
you, you've been on carriers.
In that 14 squadron, baby.
Yeah.
We
you
did
know,
on deployment.
You did not cannibalize birds.
You had your hangar queen that you took all the parts off
you
of.
You had a hangar queen that just would never fly. So, yeah, okay. But that was against the rules. I mean, that was big time against the rules. Plus, you have all these downshits that they, you know, the pilot would come back and say, this needs to be fixed, this needs to be fixed, this needs to be fixed. These things could be 2 or 3 inches, you know, thick. But the mechanics go through them whose hands were turning into wrenches once they, you know, opened up the cowling there. And they would look at it, and a lot of these were like minor things, but some of them are not minor. Well, now we've got about 100 of the F-18s that can fly, and this is having a huge impact on the Marine Corps, because how do you go to war with the air ground team when the air team can't get off the runways?
I would presume that the Navy's in a similar situation, and this is not a good time for this, considering that the Chinese and the Russians are both playing chicken. Yeah.
And why are we doing this? Because of the Obama cuts to the military, so he can spend this money on illegals and everything else.
Social programs.
They are spending
Give me the free stuff.
They are spending so much time trying to figure out how can we get women into the Green Berets that the helicopters that would have to get them there aren't flying. Because guess what? The CH-53s, the Sea Stallions, the ones that can go long distances and carry a lot of payload there.
It's the Winnebago of the military.
Yeah. This is the big helicopters. A lot of them are grounded, too, for the same reason. Parts and people, mainly parts. So here we are. We're trying so hard to get women into the services, and not into the service, but into specific parts of the services, and making sure that every gay or transgender is taken care of. We got airplanes that don't fly. You know, this is where this and the other thing we don't have. And if this, you know what you're saying? Oh well, you know, maybe that's just parts. What is our strategy to fight ISIS? There is no strategy, my friends. There is no strategy. Do you see one? Do you see a strategy? Have they said anything?
No.
So here's what's happening.
Just sort of happening.
You know what's happening? Now they're starting to say, oh, there's more Americans in Iraq than we know about. They've been slowly building up forces in Iraq. Now the Apaches are going to go in to Iraq, the Apache helicopters, their attack helicopters. Well, guess what? Those Apaches, and other military aircraft have been sitting right along the border all this time anyway, running missions in Kuwait. They've been in Kuwait and popping over the border, doing what they have to do. So it is ridiculous and ludicrous to think that we aren't putting more and more and more people into Iraq right now. After Obama and Hillary Clinton, yes, let's say that word, Hillary Clinton, blew their opportunity to keep people in Iraq and to keep ISIS from growing. Because they pulled all of the troops out of Iraq, this is what you have. You have ISIS, which now controls thousands of miles of territory, which is reaching out throughout the world, who is attacking throughout the world, including right here in San Bernardino and other places. If you don't think they're ready to go for another one, you're crazy. This is due to Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton pulling all of our troops out of Iraq. You can lay it right back to her and him. And so now what are we doing? We're putting more people back into this never-ending war that should have never happened, should have never happened again. Once it was over, it should have been over. We won. But then we lost the peace. I just defy a Democrat that is looking at this, anybody that looks at this and say that's not true.
In Kabul this morning, the Taliban carried out a massive attack. They're still picking up the pieces from that.
Yep.
At least 30 dead, 300 wounded, right in the heart of town at a security center that was the members of the security force that's supposed to protect government officials, and they blew them to bits.
It's just the beginning. If you don't, you know, and instead of us trying to come up with a sound strategy to beat these guys, to go after them, and to destroy their networks, what are we doing? We can't even get F-18s off the ground because we don't have the people to fix them or the parts that they need. Let's take a break. 7:30 in the morning here on the 19th of April. We'll be right back after these messages with our friends from Turtle Bay.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today, 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The Redding Chapter of Safari Club International is hosting their 22nd annual banquet April 30th at the Wind River Event Center. Safari Club International is a leader in protecting your freedom to hunt and promoting wildlife conservation worldwide. Live auction and raffles will include African game safaris, elk, deer, and wild boar hunts, and much more. The 22nd annual Redding Chapter of Safari Club International promises to be a signature event. For tickets and more information, call Larry McLeod at 530-474-5075. That's 530-474-5075.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Some girls love to run around, love to handle everything they see. But my girl.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR, 1460.
You know who this is, don't you? Singing?
Had to do it.
The Turtles.
Oh, the Turtles, that's right. And why are we having the Turtles on right now? Good morning, everybody. 7:33 in the morning here. 62 degrees going up to 90 today. 90. It's going to be like this for a couple of days. And it's going to start cooling off. Get a little rain the way it should be here. And in April the 19th, it's 90 degrees. 605-4567 is our phone number. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. 222-2750 is the phone number, and they are on Hilltop Drive. And if you're looking for great jewelry at great prices, absolutely exquisite jewelry, whether it's estate jewelry or that things that they design and build right there, you want to go to Four Winds Jewelry. They have just an outstanding reputation. It's where Linda goes to shop. There's many others that listen to our show that we know that go to Four Winds Jewelry. You can't beat it. Right there at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Right there in this little shopping center there, open Monday through Friday. Four Winds Jewelry. You won't be sorry. We never are when we go there. And another thing we won't be sorry for is that Christy Kidd from Turtle Bay is with us.
Hello.
Hi, Christy.
Hi.
So what's going on at Turtle Bay?
We have a lot.
I wish I had a camera here.
I know.
You know, for YouTube. Because, you know what, she's really funny. I mean, funny. She comes in and she says funny things. Bob, and, you know, Bob, who, at the very best, Bob, cracks a smile now and then.
Just a tiny smile.
Just a tiny smile. But you come in and you start saying things and Bob starts big smiles. So.
Oh. If I leave here and I haven't made you both smile, I've done something wrong.
Well, as soon as you walk in, we're smiling. Okay. All right. So what's going on with our little furry friends over at Turtle Bay?
We have a lot of things going on. I was telling Carl I had to write notes, which I never do, because I have a lot to talk about. First and foremost, and most pertinent, is Cool Air Nights. So on Saturday, if you are going to Cool Air Nights at the Civic and you're buying your ticket, that ticket into Cool Air Nights gets you also into Turtle Bay, thanks to Union Bank, all day long. So if you, it does not go both ways, though. If you are a Turtle Bay member, you do not get into Cool Air Nights for free. You still have to buy a ticket. But we can't do anything about that. But if you are buying your ticket into Cool Air Nights, you can get into the park for free.
Well, you're down there anyway.
Exactly. You're right there. And
so why not?
If you went to the effort to get there, because I had to work it last year for the first time, and I had to walk from Fleet Feet down. I did the Dana Downtown walk
right, just
to get to my station to work. So it's wonderful and it's great, but it's busy.
Hovercraft.
So
why don't you come in on a hovercraft?
Find some magic and just fly down
if
there.
If you had a Segway, why don't you just use a bicycle? Be good for you.
Yeah. Well, my bike is actually at Turtle Bay. So to get to Turtle Bay, it wouldn't have worked. It was already there. So I would have had to bring it home.
Segway.
Anyway. But walking's good, too.
Walking's good, great.
It's just my point is, if you take the effort to get down there, because it's kind of crazy, you might as well take full advantage of everything you can do.
If you're down
there
already, I mean, how long can you look at cars?
I mean, a long time.
Well,
I like
some people can look at them for, I mean, hours. You know.
The fancy upholstery.
Yeah, the tuck and roll upholstery. Yeah.
They'd let me, absolutely.
I mean, I know what that means because I watched American Graffiti.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
I grew up during that time.
That makes sense.
We used to drive up and down the road just like that.
I love
Yakima, Washington, up and down Main Street.
I love
cool.
it.
Went to Mel's Drive-In, not Merle's. It was Merle's, not Mel's.
Oh, all right.
Cool. Girls
you were an awful lot like Harrison Ford's character, weren't you, when you were
What was his name?
I'll have to look it up.
I know. It was something like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like hayseed or something.
Yeah, when you opened up, when you opened up his glove compartment, all the parking tickets fell out. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Okay, so what else is going on?
Well, other than that, well, we, of course, still have our spring exhibitions open, which are Peanuts Naturally and Water's Extreme Journey and the Famous Artist Student Portfolios, of course. But those are only open through the end of this month. The Famous Artist comes down on after the 30th, and then Peanuts and Water, the last day for those, are May 1st. However, a whole bunch of other things happen on May 1st, too, which is super exciting. First of all, we open up to 7 days a week starting May 1st. So through Labor Day, we'll be open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 10 to 5 on Saturdays and Sundays, whereas normally right now we're closed on Monday and Tuesday.
Well, people are going to start traveling.
Exactly, and going into summer, and we have a lot to do, so we need to be open so we can do all of the things. So that is the first thing. And then also the Butterfly House is opening again this year on May 1st. And that will be open through July 10th. And, of course, if you haven't done that, it's just beautiful. It's
the
calm
butterfly.
And it's lovely.
I tell you what, it
and,
is absolutely great.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of a serenity.
Yeah.
In there.
It's just
you can go in there and you watch these butterflies. And you can learn about them because you have volunteers in there or docents that are there that will tell you. And then you try to pick out which one of the butterflies are here. I mean, you can watch them coming out of their cocoons.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the whole thing, it's just great. Is that all part of the...
That's part of everything. So once you're in the park with your membership, you are in
again,
for free.
How much is for the membership
it's
for a family?
$80 a year.
$80. Now, you can go in every day this summer, go in and watch the pick your own little cocoon and watch it. And watch the butterfly come out.
Yep, and you can do it every day.
Every day.
The only thing, this is like the Parrot Playhouse, though. If you want to release your own butterfly, that is $1.
Oh, okay,
but
if you want to release
your own. But if you want to hold one and do it when we have them available, that's $1.
But you know what? How many? I mean, that's like life.
Yeah.
It's like giving birth.
That's so worth $1.
It's so much, I'm watching this and it goes, oh, I can feel like I have something in common with mothers, right? I've just given birth to a butterfly.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much. Except it's maybe not exactly,
maybe it's a little less painful.
Yeah, well, Linda says you hit me in the back of the head with a hammer. Okay, so that'll help.
So it's similar. How about that?
How about similar? We give life to little butterflies.
So you can do that through May 1st through July 10th.
And then
and
from there,
every day
you walk on over to the parakeets or the lorikeets or whatever they're called.
Lorikeets. Mm-hmm.
Go over there and watch them Have a good time.
Yeah, play.
Pay your dollar for your nectar pour on some little kid's head.
Yeah.
And watch him go for it.
Time.
Watch him go for it. I tell you what, watch that little kid try to duck and cover.
Yep. It's entertaining. It's both ends of the spectrum there because it's nice and calm in the butterfly house, and then you go to the
It is not calming. It is not calming in there.
But
right.
It's not calm.
Okay. When did the animal show start?
The animal show starts on May 14th.
May 14th.
So we have a little bit later into May once that starts. But bright side, before then, the other great thing happening on May 1st is we're reopening the boardwalk finally. So the walk from the museum to the forest camp will be back open. We had restoration work to do on it, which is why we had to close it in the first place. It just ended up being a lot more than we thought it was.
Well, it's good to so that as you're walking by, you just don't crash through the.
It was for a good reason. It just ended up being what we thought was going to take 6 weeks took a year. So it's fine. It's done, and it's wonderful. Wonderful work. I haven't actually walked on it yet.
What you did is you paid the contractor up front, right?
Yeah, right. I wish. No,
no, you paid the contractor up front. That's the last time you said.
Yeah, we're done. We're done.
We have
right?
friends. They're, yeah. you know, they're, you know, they, well, give us half the money up front. Well, okay. Do you think you could dig me a hole at least?
Yeah. Can I see something that you're going to do?
Can you show me a hammer? Drive by every day and wave a hammer at me?
Yeah. Well, you know. No, we've had a lot of support with fixing that, and
I
now
know,
that it's done,
I know.
It's
I'm
just
kidding.
Oh, no, I know.
I know.
Cause,
but once you start getting into those things. Like, we had our house inspected for a refi. Oh, yeah, everything's fine. Uh-oh.
Oh, wait, there's that.
Well, we had to replace all the we have all this brickwork that you know, that comes off the house, and you walk on over. Well, underneath it, of course, has got the framework. Well, framework was not looking that good.
Yeah, when you have problems like that, you just want to fix it right the first time.
And you do. And you know what? They go, okay, we can do it for this. Okay, well, let's do it for this.
Yeah.
And it's all fixed. It's done in 2 days. Mm-hmm. We have money left over. Okay, put a new door in there.
Yeah.
Or you can give me the money back, or you can.
Yeah, that was.
We can put a new door in. So put a new door in. Put a new step in. Yeah.
Yeah. See, you might as well just do it right first.
Might
time.
As well
You're
just do it instead
of
having because we would have to do it. No, it's
exactly.
right. It's better to do it that way. Okay. Yeah. Now that we've solved those problems.
Yeah, we've solved all the problems.
Now, so what's going on with the. The old hotel.
The hotel.
I see people like
I
working
have
like
about that too.
Yeah, people working like crazy
oh
out
my
there.
Gosh. Well, now that they've gone vertical too, it not that they weren't doing work before, but now it looks like so much more.
You got
happened.
Muse Concrete out there, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Boyce Muse is a great guy, and I tell you what, he goes beyond. You know, he goes beyond what the specs there.
Yeah,
to make sure it's good.
And they from. Well, as of our meeting last week, the plan was weather dependent. They were going to pour the last section of the building pad, which I think happened. It looked like it was the other day, but I have that meeting at 9:30 this morning, so I'll know for sure after this.
Okay.
but they
going
were supposed
vertical.
To be doing that.
I like that.
I know, right?
Going vertical. New words.
So they have they did that is they started the wood framing, and then this week they're supposed to start the steel framing too. So. Super exciting. It's just, it looks like a building's going to be there. It's way easier for me to visualize the size of it now. Because before, with just the pad, it didn't do much for
you
me.
You can't tell. You
no.
can't tell. Yeah.
So this, and then they are working on the outer parking lot too, which is the lot that was just dirt right up by the off ramp of 44.
Yeah.
So now it's actually paved. It won't be open. Well, it'll be open before the hotel opens, but not. It looks like it could be ready now, but there's no lights that are going to be in it yet, and that's not super safe. So we're not going to be opening
that. But they can really use that for cool April nights.
You know, it's not actually done enough for it.
Okay. Because,
yeah, that was they were planning on trying and then just opening it for this weekend, but because of the rain and stuff, it's not close enough to done. It looks like it, but apparently there's some
there's things that have to, well, there's things they have to set and all this. It's unbelievable because if you look at the because you've probably got state or county or city guys all over you.
Always.
And, you know, having gotten into building roads, and while this is not a road, it still has, it has certain strengths, certain things it has to do. And, I mean, they are in there taking core samples.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't meet it, you know what?
Do it again.
Rip it all up. And when you're talking about a couple of miles of road or 100 yards of road, it's a lot of money. So they have to be – they're really specific on the types of asphalt they use in this. I mean, it's you read it, it looks like somebody's master's thesis on chemistry.
It absolutely does.
So, and you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. So it's not like something you just slap on your own, here, let me roll this,
we'll be fine.
Roll this stuff on
Park
that.
There.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No,
there
that's not how it works.
No.
Which I'm learning. I didn't know any of this before this project.
Well, there you go.
It's good.
Hey, we're going to take a break. We're here with Christy Kidd from Turtle Bay. And we'll be right back after these messages. It's 62 degrees. It's going up to 90 today. Christy likes that. She likes hot weather. And The weather report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. We'll be right back.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Get the coolest April deals during the Cool April Nights tent sale with Red and Kia going on this weekend, all weekend in the parking lot of the Mount Shasta Mall.
Come in for great savings on the coolest new cars on the cruise.
Get 0% financing on the 2016 Kia Sorento, the cool 2016 Soul, the 2016 Sportage, Sedona, and Forte.
Take home the all-new 2016 Kia Optima with 0.9% financing.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every vehicle purchased. And the best warranty in the West.
Nothing cruises like a Kia. This is the sale people have been waiting for. The Cool April Nights 10 sale at the Mount Shasta Mall.
Plus tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation charges, and any emission testing charges on approval of credit. Special finance offers through Kia Motors Finance, subject to prior sale, ends 4/30/16.
Isn't it time you cruised in a Kia? It's Cool April Deals this weekend. Redding Kia, Mount Shasta Mall, Hilltop and Dana Drive, Redding.
On Facebook, YouTube, and ReddingKia.com.
A Turtle Bay membership is your key to 300 acres of fun. With free admission, discounts, member-only events, and new traveling exhibitions throughout the year, your membership to Turtle Bay is an incredible investment for you, your family, and your community. For less than $7 a month, two adults and up to four kids can get into the park every single day that Turtle Bay is open for a full year from date of purchase. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on sabbatical today. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Open 7 days a week, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's. Great coffees, lattes, cappuccinos, everything you can possibly imagine, and plus beer and wine. I think they even have hot dogs there. They've got it all at Espresso Joe's, where veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. And then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in all of Northern California with a walk-in humidor that is just simply outstanding. All of this, Tobacco and Brew, better-known business, located, again, at 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. I'm here with Christy Kidd from Turtle Bay, and we've been talking about the hotel. It's going vertical, as she says.
It is.
We're talking about the new exhibits. There are some of the exhibits here. Some are ending on May 1st, so you might want to run down there and see them before they leave.
They are.
And they've talked about the Animal Act starting like May 14th.
Yep.
Now, what else is going on?
Also on May 14th. They made my life really easy this year and put everything on the same dates, which is really lovely. So May 1st is a big deal and May 14th is a big deal. Those are the two ones to remember for Turtle Bay. So we have got May 1st, as Carl said, our current exhibitions will be closing, but on May 14th, our new ones will be opening, along with the animal show starting that day. So that Saturday is going to be a fun one. We have got two exhibitions coming this summer, and one of them is called Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll, and that's from Stage 9 Exhibit Designs, which is the same company that did Toytopia and Sweet. We've had a couple of theirs now, and so we had a partnership with them to get a package deal, which is kind of great.
Okay, so Rock You. So this is kind of like the history of rock and roll?
It is. It's all about, they actually have five sections within it that they focus on. So it's the founders, so it's going to talk about Elvis and the Beatles and the Beach Boys and that whole, everything that they did that made rock and roll what it is. And then they're going to have the concert experience, which there's actually a mini stage inside the exhibition, so we can have small concerts and things, hopefully, crossing our fingers. And also it talks about what concerts have become and how they used to be just an opportunity for artists to get their music heard, and now it's this added experience that it's this huge show, and it's prices are way higher and things like that.
Well, prices are way higher because they used to use concerts as a venue to get people so they could hear it so they would sell their records.
Right.
Now people are downloading so much stuff. Downloading so much of that stuff. They're using the concerts now to make money.
Yep.
Where before they got it off the records. And that's why the shows have gotten so extravagant and everything.
Right. So that is going to be a huge part of it as well. And then How We Listen, which is, of course, the history of, the radio and CDs and records and just everything. So it's going to have from the beginning all the way up to, MP3s now and things like that.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool.
Sounds cool.
Yeah. And then the playing experience, so there will actually be instruments you can play on headphones, so not everyone has to hear you. So you can think you sound great and no one will know.
So you're sitting here with drums and you have headphones and nobody else can hear it.
Mm-mm.
So while you're just beating away at the drums.
Yep.
Now, is it the same sounds that you're... when I hit the snare drum, I'll hear it.
You'll hear how bad you sound.
Okay. That's what I wanted to make. Okay.
Yes, but no one else will.
Okay,
you can look
good.
Like you're rocking out. Exactly. It'll be great.
And it sounds really ding, 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 dong.
Yep. And the nice thing is it's not just your standard, drum set and guitars. They have like bongos and all kinds of different things. I'm not totally sure how that works, or you don't hear it unless you have the headphones on, but I've seen the setup and there's all kinds of different things. They're probably electronic ones. I would think so.
They're electronic ones because you can have electronic anything.
Yes, electronic tom-toms and drums.
I want to know, is there going to be electronic bagpipe there?
Oh, I don't know. I doubt it because you can't really put your mouth on things other people are going to,
I don't think that we can monitor that. You're right.
I think it's just guitars and drums.
I think what they're doing is playing back pre-sampled sounds.
Who knows?
Yeah.
But it'll be fun.
It will. Okay. It'll be fun.
There's something else
going
on.
And then the last one is the Rock College. So I know a couple of people we already have booked are going to come in and teach people about actually playing guitar correctly and things like that. So it's a learning
concert,
space. Hopefully. They make these big, like that. You have an air guitar.
You've got
class.
Some people here that played in front of hundreds of thousands of people living in this town.
I know. Yeah. We're trying to utilize
Foreigner.
Them.
And all this, bunch of them around here that have been in the big leagues.
Yeah, so hopefully that all becomes a thing.
Wouldn't that be cool?
It would.
I asked him what it was like playing in front of 75,000 people. He said, "This is cool."
Of course, it's cool. Whatever.
I said, "So, he goes, no, I get up on the stage, walk over to my spot that they've already got set up.
Yeah.
I play in my area
in
here
my
because
bubble?
They've got it's kind of in my bubble, and I just play. And you're looking around, all these people are just crazy."
Nuts. It's
I know.
So cool.
I mean, think about it. Stand in front of 75, and all they're doing is screaming.
Yeah.
Because.
But you kind of have to be able to have a level of calm with that, or how would you get through playing, Or that's got to fuel you. I put it that way. It makes you.
Well, a lot of people have different ways. This gentleman ran. He ran everywhere he was at. Just ran and ran. I mean, he was a long distance runner.
Yeah.
And this is how he loved himself. Other people use drugs, obviously.
Yeah.
If you look at those, look at some of these groups.
Yeah.
And then who's that guy that was? Who's the guitar player for the Stones?
That would be Keith Richards.
Keith Richards,
who was found.
Did you know he was
embalmed?
You know that he was found in San Francisco in a hotel. This morning, still alive.
So yeah.
He will always be alive.
He will always be alive.
he's playing with the next group coming out.
Yeah. Strength.
Yeah. He used to say, God, I wish I could do that when I was his age. You know what? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I want to be, I'm not sure I want to be that old.
Yeah.
Famously attributes his longevity to being able to afford the good heroin when he was
young.
Oh,
my gosh.
Okay, well, that's not one of the things we are teaching at Turtle Bay, though.
It's not.
We're teaching just the opposite. You can, you know, there are rock camps too,
uh-huh.
Rock and roll camps that mm-hmm. people go to, kids go to yeah. learn how to play rock and roll. I didn't realize that until the other day. I saw it on TV.
It's just a different way of presenting, like a band camp, basically.
Yeah,
and
it's a band
camp. But it sounds cooler, so kids want to go.
Yeah.
You know?
Cool. Band camp.
I made him laugh.
Well, you did. You finally got him. Okay, don't throw up on the equipment. There's something else that's happening there. This is big.
And it's huge. And
okay.
I'm so excited. Barely a month ago, we met with our curator and I met with Nigel Skeet, and we are bringing in homeless rock stars into the museum. And I am so excited. I am going to get giddy about it. As if I wasn't already excited enough this morning.
Gee, I can't wait to see this.
I know. Whole new level. We met with him, and it was just this conceptual thing. Like, you know, we would love to be... He wanted to be involved with us, and we wanted to be involved with him. It was very mutual. No one was expecting anything from anyone else, and it's turned mm-hmm. into an entire exhibition. What we thought was going to maybe just be a short... You know, displaying mm-hmm. some of his photos or whatever. No, now it's going to be open the entire summer, same dates as Rock U, May 14th through September 15th.
Okay.
And we're going to have at least, I don't know the final number actually, but we're going to have over 20 of his photos that he's taken through what he's already done through
Homeless
Rock
Stars.
And
yeah.
then portions of the interviews as well. So you're learning about these people that we've got on display. And it's going to be out. So Rock U will take up the Exploration Hall and the art gallery. Homeless Rock Stars will be out in the main portion of the museum and in the east end by the big windows. So
okay.
it's going to be, you'll see it as you walk in.
Okay, are there going to be people there too?
So throughout the summer, we'll have the information about what Homeless Rock Stars is and what he's done and about these people that we have the photos of. And then we are actually going to be hosting a youth event in July. And so that is going to be just like one of his events he normally does when he goes to the schools. And
I was involved in one of those.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm involved
so
in that.
We will have that at the museum one day. And we are this we're still working out because, like I said, it's only been a month and we're doing everything right now.
Right.
But
it'll come together.
It will. But we're trying to find the best way to make it so it's not just closed off in the museum classroom for the people he brings in for it. It's going to be open so that our guests can experience it as well. And have see what he does and not just see the photos and the after product, but see everything that goes into it. That's going to be really exciting.
I hope some of the money that comes through this will be able to get donated back in at Homeless Rock Stars.
The
because
really great
he's, thing. He is floating this thing himself.
He so. Is, and that is another wonderful, amazing thing about him is that he didn't even ask us because we have to raise funds to bring in all of our exhibitions.
Right.
He doesn't want us to do any of it. He said, I will get sponsors. Don't worry about it. And so he's doing his whole part on that, so which is nice on the one hand because we did have to – we thought we'd only have one exhibition this summer. And so we got all of our sponsors for Rock
right.
U, and that was
right.
kind of where we were. And so he's getting all the money needed to do that and everything that we can do to help him make this an exhibition that he can go forward and travel around the country, not just at our museum.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
Our portion yeah. of that, and it's just – it's so exciting and such a cool partnership for us to have. I'm honored. I'm so excited to be a part of it and to help him however we can. So
he does good work. Nigel's a great guy.
He is a great guy.
We've like I said, we met Nigel kind of at the beginning of this, and
yeah.
he's been on the show several times. He's, you know, we've been to a lot of his events and went down to the one at the high school,
mm-hmm.
talked to one of the kids, and these things that he does. Out of the goodness of his heart. I mean, he does not make money off this.
No.
But I would really like him to not have to, you know,
yeah.
pay money out of his own pocket all the time. so that while this goes moves forward. Mm-hmm. So, Christy Kinn.
From what it sounds like, I don't know. From what it sounds like, he's going to have like national sponsors for this.
Well,
for this
I think he will
for this exhibition alone.
Because this is something that can go forward, like like you say, in different places.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
Christy Kinn, this is it.
Thank you.
Sounds like a great month coming up.
It is. It's going to be fun.
Anything special? You can always come in here for you know, a few minutes and all of that, and get us all updated, like things get ready to start.
Yeah.
Hey, tomorrow things are going to happen, and this and that, all that.
I
so,
can do that. We have a lot of
You brought in this flask with what's got in there?
It's water.
It's water. But you said it lasted in your car for 2 days and the water was still cold.
It was still cold. I probably
Does it stay at night? Does it stay at night in your car?
Well, not normally. It's not supposed to. I just kind of forgot about it.
Okay, so it gets cold at night. So that might do have something to do with it.
Maybe.
Or it could be.
Or it's magic.
Christy Kidd, Turtle Bay.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. All right, hey, when we come back, Rick Bassetti, we're going to find out what's happening with the Colt 45s this year. And he's another guy that raises a lot of money for this town and a lot of great causes. It's 8 o'clock here on the 19th of April.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew.
Welcome home, Secretary.
Oh, my gosh.
Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton and husband Bill rubbed shoulders with supporters this morning as they cast their ballots from their adopted hometown of Chappaqua, New York. Meantime, an optimistic Donald Trump telling supporters last night in Buffalo he's looking forward to squaring off against Mrs. Clinton in the general election.
They all say if it's Trump against Clinton, that's going to be the greatest voter turnout in the history of our country. And I think that's true. And that, by the way, is a good thing. It's good for us, too.
Trump is eyeing a major victory in his home state as he hopes to gain enough delegates to capture the GOP nomination ahead of this summer's convention. President Obama says a top-ranking U.S. intelligence official is reviewing classified material in a September 11th report, one that families of the attack victims and some lawmakers are demanding be made public.
There are just reams of intelligence that are coming through constantly.
The president appearing on CBS this morning, several members of the House and Senate, including Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, have joined the 9/11 families in applying the pressure. More rain likely as Houston cleans up after more than a foot of rain swamped parts of the nation's fourth largest city. Houston resident Roger McFarland says water in his neighborhood's already the highest he's ever seen.
Just coming into the garage, and I mean, I got a little concerned. Went outside and tried to clean out the gutters a little bit in the middle of the night.
The flooding's already blamed for five deaths. Officials northeast of Seattle, Washington, say two brothers suspected in the murder of a couple in a dispute between neighbors should be considered very dangerous.
They are armed and dangerous, and the public should absolutely be worried.
Snohomish County Sheriff Ty Trenary telling KOMO-TV the manhunt continues for John Blaine Reed and Tony Clyde Reed. Energy stocks among the gainers in early trading on Wall Street as the price of crude oil turns higher. Stocks have been mixed overall in early trading. More on these stories from townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health insurance company and other factors not available in all states.
Senate Democrats are pressing the Republican leadership to act immediately on funding to battle the Zika virus.
A majority of the Senate's Democrats has sent a letter to the Senate's Republican leader asking him to fulfill President Obama's request for $1.9 billion in Zika funding. The White House has released some $500 million in unspent funds to fight Ebola, but says that's only a temporary solution. The White House also says the Ebola epidemic is not yet eradicated and that those funds might be needed in the future. Republicans have signaled they are willing to provide some funding for fighting Zika, but they haven't said when. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
And Alaska Outdoor Studies assistant professor is in the hospital today after being mauled by a grizzly bear while teaching a mountaineering class. Forrest Wagner was with a group of 12 students when he was attacked. A student had to hike down the mountain to get cell phone reception before being able to call for help. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. No confirmation so far from the Treasury Department over reports it is about to put the first woman on U.S. paper currency.
No comment from Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew over reports a decision's been made to put a woman on the $20 bill. According to CNN, the move would replace the portrait of Andrew Jackson, the nation's seventh president, with that of a woman who represents the struggle for racial equality. The network also reports that women will be honored on the $10 bill with a mural honoring the suffrage movement. Lew's only promised what he calls an exciting set of announcements soon.
As correspondent Wally Hines, government health officials will team up with Minor League Baseball as part of a new campaign to discourage rural teens from using chewing tobacco. Baseball stadiums will feature the campaign's central message this summer: smokeless doesn't mean harmless, via advertising and promotions with players. More information on all these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebot. It's Tuesday, and Linda's on sabbatical today. Good morning, everybody. It's 5 after 8 here at Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Your phone lines here are 605-4567. Remember that. Put your phone in your lap, because we've got a man of great contentious ability here that will probably be saying things that will get you racing around the house, screaming and throwing things. And we also stream it at KCNR1460.com for the, you know, North Koreans that are listening that may want to launch a nuke after this. But we'll start out first with Bad Bob and the weather.
How do I follow up on that one? 63 degrees right now in Redding, and forecast for today. The high will be pushing 90 degrees under a mix of clouds and sun. Mostly clouded this evening. The low will be in the mid-50s. Clouds on and off for the next couple of days. Thursday we see a change. Showers coming up quite likely in the forecast. And over the weekend it'll be unsettled weather. So a little more rain coming. Lake holding steady at 13 feet from the top. And this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Veteran-owned business, where they give veteran and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Chuck and Judy Kenny. Hey, on May the 14th, it's your annual Walk a Mile in Her Shoes. You going to be doing that there, Rick? Rick Bassetti's with me now.
Not with a new hip and a bad knee right now.
Would you like to crawl a mile in her shoes?
Yeah, yeah. He said I could put loafers on, but...
Okay, yeah. Well, okay. Anyway, that's going to be the ninth annual Walk a Mile. And event chair, Tyler Whitlow, and all the gang are going to be out there. Just, you know, to check it out, just look for updates on registration and event for Walk a Mile in Her Shoes. For more information, call Wednesday Place, 244-0118, and ask for Christy. She'll help you out there. Start by Believing is today at the Shasta Center Show and Shine, today from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Shasta County District Attorney's Office invites you to start by believing. Will you take the pledge? When someone tells you they were sexually assaulted, what will you say? Take the pledge to start by believing. It's going to be today at the Keebler's parking lot at Churn Creek between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. to take the pledge to respond with kindness and support when someone discloses they were victim of sexual assault, which happens like every other minute here in the United States. And it's not just women, my friends. It's men, women, children. What would your reaction be when you hear this? It's Fire Club International, 22nd Annual Banquet, Saturday, April the 30th. You know, here's the greatest thing about Safari Club International. They have all these great prizes. I mean, we're talking, you know, raffle items like photo safaris to South Africa, a safari in Africa for 10 days, safari for two hunters, buffalo hunts, elk hunts, red stag hunts in New Zealand, goose hunts. It's everything. Bull elk. for 100 during the fourth rifle season in Colorado. They've got all of these things. And it's, and because so many people are coming, then they just go out and they buy more guns. And they provide more. So everybody has a good chance to win something there. And you can't believe what a great time people have. We're going to be there. I'll be emceeing the event. But it's just a lot of fun. We started doing this 3 years ago. And the money goes to, in fact, they were just on yesterday and gave a $1,000 scholarship to a local girl here who's studying wildlife biology. And
wow.
So she got a $1,000 scholarship yesterday. So that's going to be Saturday, April 30th at Wind River Event Center. Give Larry a call at 474-5075 if you want to go to this. Or just come in here and pick up a entry blank here for more information. Again, 474-5075. All right. Wow. I'm here with General Manager of the Colt 45s.
Yeah.
Rick Bisset.
Good morning, Carl.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great.
You know what?
I'm having more fun than if it was any more. It'd be illegal.
You know what? It's just, you know, how you doing? Better than I deserve.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. But you have at 8:30 this morning.
Yeah, we've got a concrete pour going on.
Concrete pour going on.
Yeah.
What's going
to
be poured out there today?
Well, right behind the new clubhouse that we have for the players, it's behind the home dugout. We're putting in a probably like a 40 by 16 concrete patio behind that, so the players will have a place to come in, kick off the dirt before they go back into the clubhouse. It'll also be part of our VIP field pavilion, so when people come down and have their pavilion night, they'll be able to get over onto the concrete if they want.
Cool.
You know, that sort of thing. So we barbecue down there, and it's just going to clean up the place and make it a little nicer.
You know, the thing about the clubhouse, and I've been in a clubhouse before. Now, mm-hmm. I don't know if clubhouses look like this all the time, because I haven't, that's the only one I've ever been in. But you've got like a kitchen area there, and washing machines, and you know recliner chairs, and I mean, you know, all the stuff to put your equipment everywhere. It's
right.
Kind of cool.
Yeah. Well, you know, in most modern clubhouses now, you have different rooms for all that stuff. We just have one 40 by 25 foot room, so we squeeze everything in. We built up just hang up type lockers in there, you know, where the guys can come down and change their clothes inside. Now they don't have to be changing out on the field in front of the fans. And then after batting practice, when the visiting team's taking their batting practice, they have a place to go in and chill. And then go down. We got some couches coming in. They got the recliners in there that have been donated. And the guys will be able to just relax a little bit. We've got a widescreen TV that was donated by Clyde's. And so the guys can shoot video of themselves swinging, pitchers throwing, and they can cast it up onto the screen and watch themselves.
Okay, so the coaches can say, hey, look,
coaches,
this is where the pitcher throws the ball, and this is where you hit the ball. Right?
Or your hand position is here,
right.
Or your bat position is here.
Oh, okay, you get into a little specific.
Yeah, we get a little more specific than throw it.
What was that movie that said, you know, hey, you throw the ball, you hit the ball. How hard can this be?
Yeah,
you know, that kind of thing. Yeah, except it's coming at you at like 140 miles an hour.
Exactly. But no, we're having lots of fun down there, Carl. You know, I was listening to your events coming up. You know, we've got Swing with the Legends coming up. It's a weekend event. And we're partnering with One Safe Place. So instead of walking a mile type of thing, I'm going to be, you know, we're going to be partnering, bringing 30 to 36 former Major League ballplayers into town. We're selling tables and foursomes, dinner auction one night, and golf tournament at Riverview the next day. So
it's going to be a big, big, big event.
Well, it'll be fun, too. You know, I mean, not very often you get Eddie Murray and Fergie Jenkins, Hall of Fame guys coming into town. Vita Blue and Gene Tennis, two members of the 74 World Series champions with the Oakland A's, going to be in town.
You know, I remember Vita Blue.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of people, but maybe it's just because of the name.
Well,
he was a pitcher, and that Vita Blue.
Well,
you know,
I think he might have been. Big Bob, I know you're a big fan, but I think when he was a rookie, he might have won I'm not sure if it was when he was a rookie, but he won Cy Young and MVP one year, didn't he? I'm pretty sure he did.
I would have to look that up. You know, there are sportscasters who could rattle that off in about 2.2 seconds.
Well, Kyle DeFore could do that.
Yeah, but anyhow, he's already committed to coming up, and we got some former Giants coming up. You can go to swingwiththelegendsreading.com, and you can see who all's coming.
All right, and we'll be talking about that between now and then, too.
Okay,
and,
absolutely.
Yeah, just,
May 22nd, 23rd. And we have an over-the-line tournament. If you feel like you can get out and play the kids' game of over-the-line.
Okay, now tell me the rules of over-the-line. Tell me the rules of over-the-line.
Kids' game, huh? You've never been to San Diego.
In San Diego, it is not a kids' game.
Right, right.
But I tell you what, it's kind of an older guy's game that you can go out there and look at the girls that are playing over-the-line. Wow.
Well, over-the-line, the field is no more than 50 feet wide.
50 feet?
50 feet wide. Okay.
Okay.
You pitch to your own team. There's three member teams.
Right.
The first hit has to go past a 55-foot line from home plate. So you have to hit a line drive past the 55-foot line.
Can't bounce first. It's got to go over the line.
It's got to go over the line in the air first. Okay. If someone catches it, the defense on the other end catches it in the air, you're out.
With no gloves.
With no gloves.
Yeah.
No
you can
gloves.
Use tape, but no gloves.
Yeah.
You can use tape?
Ladies get to use, in a co-ed team, ladies get to use gloves.
What about tape? Can you use tape?
Yeah, tape your fingers up. Sure.
Okay.
Wood bat, so you have to use wooden bats.
Okay.
And we're going to have four fields chalked out on Tiger, so there'll be four games going simultaneous out there with the championship of the tournament that night underneath, Saturday night underneath the lights.
I can just see four games going on out there. With balls flying everywhere out there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, but they're very quick. They go very fast.
So it starts out. How many innings?
It starts out innings, maybe by five innings. You know, it goes very fast. I mean, you have to, when a ball hits on the ground on the other side, that's a single.
Okay.
If you hit it over the last guy's head in the air, mm-hmm. it's a home run. Okay. And so you got to catch the
ball. It's either a single or a home run then.
Yeah.
Or an out.
And there's no running. Bases.
Right.
You advance the guys with your base hits, and then you score your runs the same way.
Okay.
And so, very fast moving. Generally speaking, it can be high scoring, but most of the time, evenly matched teams, it's not. And but it moves really quickly.
So it's an out when the ball's caught, or if it hits before the 55.
Fly ball. And I think you only get two foul balls with two strikes, or a foul ball with two strikes, or something like that.
Okay.
But you pitch soft pitch to yourself, and so it will go quick, and it'll be fun. And I think they're already signing up, teams for that. And so you can find out more information, again, on swingwiththelegendsreading.com. It'll be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I wonder if we could put a KCNR team out.
Well, sure you could. Sure you could.
I actually took part as a sound technician for OTL for a couple of years down in San Diego. Most of the team names at the time were unpronounceable on the air.
We got to take a break here. And, yeah, I know. It's 8:16, 8:17 in the morning here on April the 19th. We're here with Rick Bassetti here, general manager of the Colt 45s, talking about the over-the-line tournament and the Swing with the Legends golf tournament and the big dinner and banquet and all of the stuff that's coming up here in May. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460, 63 degrees right now, going up to 90 today.
Are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. This is my fight song.
Take back my life song. Save the date, May 20th. Chicks and Chaps is right around the corner. Deadline for purchasing tickets is May 1st. Only 100 tickets will be sold, and the tickets are selling fast. Chicks and Chaps and the Reading Rodeo Association Auxiliary are holding their 5th annual Breast Cancer Awareness Fundraiser. There will be awesome raffle prizes, a one-of-a-kind buckle from Montana Silversmith, great food by Mary's Pizza, fun and informative guest speakers, including a breast cancer survivor. The proceeds from our event benefit Mercy Foundation North and NorCal Think Peak. Special thank you to Sierra Pacific Foundation, Signorama, and Dutch Bros.
Purchase your tickets now only online before they sell out at www.chicksandchapsreading.com. Chicks and Chaps, May 20th.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 8:21 in the morning. 63 degrees out there, going up to 90 today. Try not to leave dogs, cats, mother-in-law's children in your car. Because if people see it, they've learned to call Haven Humane or the police.
Chocolate bars, too.
To come in. Or anything else that can melt, yeah, because it's going to be, it only takes it, I think they said 20 minutes to get up to, it didn't take that long to get 20 to 30 degrees hotter in a closed car. Phone lines here, 605-4567, and Alliance Heating and Air brings you this segment. Voted best in the North State for 2015, could be voted best in the North State forever. They are that good. Any type of heating and cooling system. We're coming over to our house, in fact, and checking all the filters, and I'm checking the thermostat and all these other things that they do so well to make sure that you're using just the right amount of electricity, since the cost of electricity seems to keep rising.
Yeah.
As we move forward with our, more and more renewable assets, but then they're pulling out dams. I'm not sure how that works.
Yeah, I had a very good experience with a local outfit. My swamp cooler died.
Oh.
And somebody was going to come out and replace the whole thing for a substantial amount of money. Took a referral, called another independent guy. He came out and replaced the bearings for $150 instead of the $1,800 for a new. And this was not a company that we know that I'm going to mention that had quoted me the whole thing.
Okay, thanks.
Sometimes it pays to shop.
Yeah, shop around and deal with a craftsman. Yeah, and this was a licensed guy.
Okay, Rick.
Yes, sir.
It's moving on to the to
upcoming season,
and the we've talked about how you help raise so much money for. Good causes, and how you partner up with
other
nonprofits.
Yeah, if you're a nonprofit in our area here, you can sell our tickets for the $5, and you get half of it. We actually had Cottonwood Little League this year pass on selling their candy bars, and they're selling 1,500 of our tickets to raise money. Because they make as much money selling our tickets as they do candy bar, and the kid doesn't have to sell 60 candy bars. He's just going to have to sell 6 of our tickets. And so, it all works out. It works out. And
it's better for him, too.
It's better for him. And, it's about baseball. And
it's about baseball.
When we do Little League nights like that and the kids show up in their uniforms, they get in free. And so that's one example. We got Haven Humane Night again this year. We have 32 nonprofit nights. So
what you do is you split the cost of the ticket with them,
right.
Which is $5.
Right. They don't have to pay anything, Carl.
Right.
They take tickets.
Yeah.
They take the tickets. Whatever they sell, they get half of, and they return the unsold tickets.
Veterans organizations.
Yep.
In fact, I think first night is always Veterans Night.
Right. Veterans Night. And half of the ticket sales for the Veterans Cemetery is going to go right back out to the cemetery.
And those are things that, these are groups of people that, one, first of all, they can raise money, but two, it's something that's not some kind of nebulous thing.
Right.
You might have a chance to win here in 5 days or 5 weeks or 5 years.
Right.
You go to a baseball game.
Yeah.
You sit down.
We made one change this year.
Okay.
We made one change this year.
Oh.
The tickets that any of our nonprofits are selling are good for any game.
Good for any game.
Because, Carl, if I go to Carl and say, hey, give me $20, Carl, here's four tickets, and you go, no, I'm sorry, I'm going to be out of town that night. Say, no, these are good for
any game.
Any game.
It takes away that one.
It takes away that objection, yeah.
Okay, well, here's the thing, too, is so we know. About 4th of July.
Oh, yeah.
We know what 4th of July is.
Yeah.
4th of July is standing room only.
Right.
4th of July, people that have not been all year on their season tickets, you know, and so you've been sitting in their seats,
right.
They show up and they're angry.
They're polite.
I'm just kidding about it. But so what happens when, I'm going to save this ticket, and you have 4,000 people show up on.
You know what?
We'll get them in.
We'll have standing room only lines down the side and everything else.
There you go. Everybody bring a chair.
If we had people last year, if people out there that haven't heard about it before, but KIXE buys out the night,
mm-hmm.
and then they give tickets out through their auctions, they give them to their members, and then they remind people, come to the game. The game starts an hour early, so we're done before 9:30-ish. And then everyone's invited out onto the field who has purchased a ticket. They're invited out onto the field to sit on the outfield grass and the infield grass last year.
Mm-hmm.
And watch the Reading fireworks.
It's great.
And we pump the music through our sound system. And when it's over, you get up and you walk out of the ballpark, get in your car, and you leave. And no hassles. No crush. If you got little kids, they're running around in the outfield having fun. And we've got security there. It's locked up. You know, it's a safe environment. And people love it.
Well, let's talk about the security because that leads us to something else.
Sure.
You have people because people say, there's wanderers out there, economic intruders walking around outside.
We finally refer to them as village people.
Village people. Now you have, from the mission, you put people that were guarding the cars, security teams out there.
Well, we use the guise of getting our foul balls.
Right.
And we put them in bright orange vests out there, and they watch the cars
as well as get the
foul balls. Right. We had no break-ins in our cars last year. And we got
there was no problems because we went and leaving the middle. I wouldn't mind Linda going there by herself.
Right.
And now two
of those people now have full-time jobs.
That was
they graduated from the program.
That's what I want to talk about.
And Derek, who was featured in the
Homeless Rockstars. So one of Nigel's guys.
Yeah, and one of Nigel's guys is now working full-time over at Worldwide.
And he was working out there, catching
foul balls and keeping an eye on the ballpark.
The reason you did it for foul balls is kids would run out there and you're afraid of them getting hurt.
Yeah, risk management, our license and our insurance and everything. You know, we just couldn't have 30 kids streaming out of the gate after every foul ball, you know, because it's not the big kids running to get them. It's the little ones who are just blindly running after them to get run over. And so we stopped that last year. And it's really made it a lot better.
I think so. And
this year, Jonathan, we're going to expand the program.
Okay.
We're going to have our guys back again from the mission doing that. And then, Jonathan, we're going to have a team come over in the mornings, and they're going to help me clean the ballpark for the next night. And it really worked out well last year for us, and I believe also for the mission. And then we make a contribution at the end of the year to the mission.
Sure. Good. Well, I tell you what, that was, you know, that story in itself, because Nigel had written in here and said, was listening, because we're talking about Turtle Bay and having homeless rock stars, and then what a direct link that is for you to have one of the people that was showcased by Nigel and now is graduating and is working as a programmer,
He's working over at... I don't know if I should mention the business or not, but, he's gainfully employed, and, he's just a great kid. Derek was just a great kid.
So it's always, I always like to see happy endings.
Well-deserved.
Like yeah. Okay, so I'm sure you've still got a couple, or have you sold them all out?
No, we have some nights. We have some nights that
so if you've got
available.
If you've got a nonprofit and would like to partner up with the Cole 45s, just give Rick a call.
Right, and my number is 227-4443. It's on the website. You can contact me through the website, readingcolt45s.com. We can set you guys up with something. Another something that's different this year is, we've always had that field-level VIP pavilion down the left field line next to the dugout. Bill Wagner, who's so heavily involved with the Exchange Club, the air show, right?
Sure.
He's been out selling those to companies. And so for $500, you bring 50 people, and you get to sit down right next to the dugout. I mean, you're actually closer to the field than the guys in the dugout are. You're almost in the
coach, I remember that.
Third base coach's pocket, right? And $10, what you get for each person is you get admission in, you get hamburger, hot dogs, soda, chips, and you enjoy the game down the line with the players.
With a bunch of buddies.
If you have kids, you know, one of your kids could be the bat boy for the night. And then our coach, Greg Catteray, and a couple of players will hang around afterwards, give you some autographs, things like that.
Well, my grandson was you afforded him the opportunity to be a bat boy. He still talks about it. and the players, and that's what I want to talk about when we come back. Here you've got like 20-something players, college kids. Now, okay, college kids, are, you know, and they're on baseball teams, which right then makes them suspect. But never once did one of them say anything in there that would have embarrassed that young man, you know, embarrassed
right
my grandson.
Inappropriate. Yeah.
That was inappropriate. Not one time for that whole game. Yeah. And that to me was extremely...
A testament.
Revealing. What a testament then to these kids.
Yep.
Not that he didn't hear some bad words, but Grandpa, that came from behind. Some people are back in the stands. I said, was Mr. Bassetti back there? No, just kidding.
I was over on the barbecue.
You're on the barbecue. The only man I know that can sweat through his shirt like five times in one night cooking.
You don't want to have the food people here.
Oh, no, no. I'm just talking about how hard you're working out there. Hey, it's 8:30 in the morning here on the 19th of April. We're with Coach, our general manager, Rick Bassetti of the Colt 45s. I really like that shirt.
Oh.
I mean, are you going to have those for sale?
Yeah, we're putting some more of these back out.
Okay.
It won't say 10th anniversary on them, but it'll just say limited edition.
Limited edition, the Colt 45s
with the Colt 45 gun
on it. So, all right, hey, we'll be right back, 8:30 here on the 19th of April.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today, 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Come on out May 14th and 15th for Haven Humane's Dogathon Festival. From 1 to 5 p.m. on Saturday, May 14th, start your weekend with free family and pet-friendly activities, canine demonstrations, splash dogs, fly ball, vendors, food, and our very own West Munster Family Dog Show. At 5 p.m., enjoy dinner and dancing at the Boots, Scoot, and Doggies Barbecue and Concert featuring Chad Bushnell. All at Haven Humane Society, just off 273. On Sunday, put on your tennies, leash up your dog, and come out to Turtle Bay for Haven Humane's 5K and 10K run walk. For barbecue tickets and race registration, go to havenhumane.org.
Winds in the east, mist coming in, like something is brewing and about to begin. One of the most beloved children's characters of all time is coming to the Cascade Theatre. Mary Poppins, the practically perfect nanny, will take the stage in this irresistible story April 15th through the 24th. Tickets on sale now at the Cascade box office by calling 243 8877 or online at cascadetheatre.org.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. What's going on in the bot? Good morning, everybody. It is 7:33 and a half this morning. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Wow. Better-known business, man's last stronghold. Best place in the world to get a haircut. I mean, it just is. And, you know, Rick's nodding his head. I mean, everybody goes there. Everybody likes the place.
Man's place.
You know, there's even a bullet hole in the window over to the side there. I mean, I'm not sure who did that, but, you know. But, you know, you go in there and you watch, like, NASCAR racing and talking. If you want to blow dry, this is not the place to go to. No. Okay, can you do a little styling, a little blow dry here?
you want gel on your hair?
Yeah, you want gel on your hair. It's called butch wax. Yeah. There you go.
How many people know what butch wax is?
Gosh, I don't know. You know what? That's a good question. Probably they have a whole different connotation now.
Right.
It's butch wax. Okay. Anyway, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off course, in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, right off Athens Avenue, right there. Again, a better-known business. It's 26 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, and I'm here with General Manager of the Colt 45s, Rick Bassetti. The kids coming in. And we talked a little bit about how my grandson was a bat boy.
Yeah.
And how he was so impressed by the young men that were there. And they were, because they were so nice to him, giving him high fives and treating him really
the
nice.
Boys know that when they come in, they have certain responsibilities. And, you know, we have host families. If you're interested in being a host family, if you like to host one of these, if you've got an open bedroom, you don't have to cook for them, just provide food. Because reality is most dinner times, they're down at the ballpark. So if you're really interested in hosting one of these kids are all coming from accredited colleges in baseball programs. They're all eligible kids who are on an active roster, so they have to be eligible to play at a college. And so when they come in, they know that they're representing not just their family, their school, they're also representing the city of Reading now. They're a Colt 45, and so we ask them to be on their best behavior. Yeah.
And you've got people that have been doing this with hosting for years.
Yes, we have. And we actually had a number of single ladies, widows, who've now started taking in some of these guys in their 70s because they feel safe to have a young man around the house that can help out.
And they do help around.
And they do. We tell all of our host families, if you've got chores to do, put it on the refrigerator, you know, because that's where they'll be most of the time, and say, please get these done for us. And our players will oblige. And if there's ever any issues, we always tell people, call me.
Right.
You know, if you have something that doesn't seem to be working, give us a call.
Sometimes I'm sure that happens.
Personality is just conflict, you know, and that sort of thing. But we've got kids coming from all over again. I think the furthest back east or in the Midwest, we got a kid coming from Minneapolis. He's currently playing in Oklahoma, but he's going to be coming
out. He's halfway here.
He's hitting .350 right now with 7 home runs and 35 RBIs. We have 2 Venezuelan boys that will be here this year. One has 11 home runs. One has 7. Between the two of them, they have 85 RBIs for their college right now.
And they're only 14.
No. They're,
no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, they're college students.
Either 14 or 30.
Yeah.
We're not sure. Well, okay, so people can sign up. They have the kids here. Most of the games are here at home.
Can I mention something about that? On April 28th, at the clubhouse, we're having a host family meeting. So if you're interested at all, you can come down on April 28th. And it'll be at 5:30 in the evening at our clubhouse. Just come to Tiger Field.
That's a week from this Thursday.
Yeah, you can't miss it. And come on down. You'll have some experienced host families there to tell you about. And then we talk about here's what is expected. And then the experienced people will tell you, well, this is what we've had happen. When this happened, you do this and that.
Now, are the host families out any money on this?
No. They're feeding these guys. Yeah. I mean, you know, and that could put some money out. They do receive season passes for them and their family.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we'll have.
So you're feeding them then. So you just kind of include them in your family then.
Yeah.
In the family.
Exactly.
Okay.
And we have people who have relationships 10, 15, 20 years down the road.
I bet.
I mean, you know, Gary Lewis, his son went back and played in back on the East Coast. And Gary was telling me that his son goes back for family reunions with the family that he stayed with. And so I know that we have a family here that had a number of players from Notre Dame, and they go back every fall to Notre Dame
to watch
their kids, you know, and go to football games at Notre Dame with their kids. So there's a lot of upside to these times.
Sure.
We have, if you're an alumni of one of the schools that we have kids coming in, we have an alumni of a school, and they're going to take two of our players this year. So, you know, it's a good experience. And if you've got a young boy in the house, it's nice to have a big brother. You know, our guys are expected to be the big brother, to play catch with them, to help them with their game and that sort of thing. We have a couple camps this year, you know, and there's no conflict of games. I scheduled the camps where we don't have games at night, so all the players will be there. We'll have, I think right now on the roster, there's 32 players. And if we have 100 kids scheduled for the camp, you're going to have three kids for every one player that's going to be there.
Now, when do the kids start? When do the players start showing up?
Well, some can get here earlier. We'd like to get some of them here for our dinner auction that we're going to have.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be the 22nd and 23rd. No later, I've told them, than the 25th. That's media night, and so we're going to have the media night down at the ballpark where we invite the radio stations down, mm-hmm. the newspaper, television, come down and meet the players for the first time. We have a practice. And, you know, if they're there, when you come to that dinner, if you come to the dinner, there's going to be a big league guy sitting at every table. Okay, so you have the opportunity to sit and listen to big league stories or ask questions of these guys and, like, you know, that you wouldn't have normally. And the players that are in town with us are going to be there also. And at the auction, you're going to have the opportunity to buy things like a fly-down night game trip to the Giants versus the A's for four people. Okay? Boyce is going to fly four people down to Oakland. They land at Oakland Exec.
By the way, that's Boyce Muse, and Boyce does not do the filing.
He has
a pilot.
No, he has a pilot.
He has a professional guy that flies you down there.
And they'll van you over to the game. You're there. You enjoy the game. They van you back over to the airport. You're sitting in Reading, and it's a fast plane. You can be back in Reading in an hour. You'll be back in Reading before most people are getting on 80.
Right.
You know, we have a suite at the Rivercats for 20, all food included. All right. We have another four tickets from Five Star Bank. We have a four seat overnight stay for the Rivercats by Reading Bank of Commerce, where you're sitting in what's called the Legacy Club. And all food and drinks are included, and it's four seats right behind home plate. We have, you know, we've got some really cool stuff. Boyce's Cabin up on the mountain is one of them. You know, we have another.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Are you saying Boyce's Cabin on the mountain? Some people may think a cabin. No, no.
No, 8,000 square feet.
8,000 square feet of most beautiful place you've ever walked into.
Two nights, yeah. And it's
beautiful
it's,
view of Mount Shasta. We sat out there one night with the sunshine, you know, sun setting.
Yeah. So there, we have some really nice, and then, but better yet, the silent auction, Carl, is being provided entirely by the Major League Baseball Players Alumni Association.
Wow.
And so what they asked me, they said, what teams should we focus on? Because they have a whole arm. And I said, you know, probably 60% Giants, 30% A's, and 10% Dodgers. You know, the Dodger fans don't get mad at me. But what they do is they'll have all these pictures and gloves and balls and bats signed by these teams and players are provided. So they are authorized, certified, Major League memorabilia. And the Alumni Association is sending like 25 items to us.
Wow. And so that's silent auction?
That's silent auction, yeah.
Okay.
And we'll have a couple cool raffles and things like that, too. So
it's a good way to, you know, to get your baseball fixed before the season really
it's
starts.
It's three different nonprofits that are benefiting from this.
Right.
One Safe Place, the Luis Miramontes Memorial Foundation.
Which is, by the way, has brought in the
Da Vinci machine.
The Da Vinci machine.
Right.
Here, and that does very, very precise cancer work.
Right,
there.
Right. And then
the machine goes in and out. You know,
our share really isn't the Colt 45s. We have also a fund underneath called the South City Park Security Fund. And so for us to provide ongoing support and security at South City Park.
Yeah, how's that going?
Well, we're having a meeting this afternoon to see if we can make it work a little bit better. But
I tell you what,
it's gotten a lot
better. I've been to a lot of games last year.
Yeah.
Never saw a problem.
Yeah. Well, we had a meeting last Friday that might even make things even better, Carl.
Of course, I wasn't there with Boyce the one night that he
went over the fence.
I know. We keep talking about Boyce Muse. Boyce Muse is probably one of the super supporters of the Colt 45s. Loves it. He's got a batting cage in his shop there and all this. But the security, you know, I know you're going to talk more about it, but I can tell you this, is that when we went there, and Linda and I went to mini games. Never once Well, did I worry about walking out to the car? Never once was I accosted by somebody wanting money. You know, I don't worry too much about somebody jumping on me. You know?
Sure.
I don't worry about that.
Sure.
But I saw women out there by themselves and you know, I mean, going back and forth to the cars, or women with kids and this.
The whole point is this is what we've discovered. Yeah. This is what we discovered. When you have good happening,
yeah,
that other element leaves. It does not want to be around good stuff happening. And so to continue that theme at the park there, last Friday I met with the Sons of Italy, and we're going to go ahead and move forward with building those bocce courts down there. And I would like to get those things done soon enough where they have, in October, they have their Paisano Days down there. Because, you know what, the heyday of their Paisano Days,
they
used to draw 10,000 people.
I know, and then they just started moving that thing around, and it got tough.
Well, and it was really hard to go all the way to Anderson.
Yeah.
You know, they're only 5 minutes from their lodge now in South City Park. We have all the we have the concession stand, the bathrooms, we got the barbecue. We got everything that we need there for them to have that there, and we would be more than an ample partner with them on this. We just want to see what things continue to grow down there. There's talk about a beach volleyball court down there. And so have a beach volleyball league going on down there. I mean, you know, we're talking about a lot of different things down there, and I think
the
as
more
we bring
stuff
in
you're happening,
good stuff going on,
less times that you're going to have people.
The city took the bleachers out of the softball park because the transients, I'm not talking about homeless folks, people. I'm talking about the single adult male predators that we have in our town, not the legitimate homeless people.
Right.
These are your AB 109 felons, and they've taken over. They find places where they can go in and just take over. And so the city had to take out the bleachers yesterday or day before yesterday. And
from the softball park?
Yeah, from the softball and put them over at Caldwell.
How come?
They were just loaded up with the guys just like they were before. And
So
now when the kids and parents come to play their softball, they have to bring their own chairs and that sort
of
thing.
So when people came to play softball, there'd be people already sprawled
or
all over.
Or trash everywhere.
You know, because
they don't.
I don't
understand why they don't. I mean, anyway.
Yeah.
So we're going to just fill it up with good stuff. And have the park available for everyone.
Pushes bad stuff out.
Good stuff always pushes bad stuff out.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Budget Blinds. If you've got a window that needs a covering, Budget Blinds are the people to do it. It's going to be hot. So you want something that's going to reflect that heat back out into the street and not inside the house. And Jerry and his people over at Budget Blinds are the ones to go to. They're going to be there. They're going to show. They're going to walk through the house. They're going to take studies of it. And they're going to see the best window covering you could possibly want for you inside your budget there, you know, Budget Blinds. Give them a call at 226-9027 or visit them on the web at budgetblinds.com. We'll be right back with Colt 45 General Manager Rick Bassetti.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just a distance, but also an attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling. It must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
It's Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Saturday, May 7th, two shows. From the shelter to the world stage, all of the dogs in the show have been rescued from pounds and shelters from across the country and are trained using positive training methods. You'll enjoy the dogs performing as much as the dogs enjoy performing because they're doing what they love. These amazing rescue dogs have unique abilities, and Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience showcases their unique talents and signature moves. And you don't want to miss this show with your family. featured on Animal Planet, Jay Leno, David Letterman, Ellen, Oprah, and more. Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience is performing two shows at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, May 7th, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. With high-energy excitement from beginning to end, you'll witness some of the most incredible stunts and behaviors ever performed by dogs, with amazing tricks, big air stunts, comedy antics, dancing dogs, and athletic feats. It's the most entertaining show of its kind. Tickets at the Civic Box Office. Call 229-0022 or readingcivic.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Love this song.
That's a good song.
That's a baseball song.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on sabbatical day. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. I tell you what, a guy that and his wife that started this business 7 years ago, well, gosh, now it's, I guess, yeah, 7 years ago, during the worst recession in this country has seen it since the Depression, and has made a hit out of it. He has made it work. And he's done it through customer service. He's done it through having the kinds of guns, ammo, and all the shooting accessories that you can possibly imagine, all in this local store, gunsmithing, classes on concealed carry, you name it, John Bastiani and his people provide it.
And support people local people like the Colt 45.
They
have
do.
Their big sign hanging out on the wall,
right,
with the, you know, with a local small nonprofit.
And they do. They support. Yeah. They support veterans organizations. They support Colt 45.
Right.
You know, this is a good example of local businesses supporting other local organizations and businesses. And John Bastiani has great prices down there. Give him a chance to meet or beat those prices from the big stores, those big box stores, who don't really have a link to this. To this town, this community. Give them a call at 222-8222, or again, stop by 2539 Larkspur. Go down there today, because I know he's got whatever you're looking for, or he can get it. All right. Frank, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Frank.
It's nice to see and hear my paisano.
Hey, paisan.
It's Frank.
It's
Frank Rose. Good morning, Frank.
I'm doing pretty good.
I was
wondering if you had... I know when you have the seventh inning stretch, you generally have some nice, exciting thing happen there to keep the audience alive. Are you doing any upgrading that particular portion of the program?
Absolutely, Frank. We're always working on new ideas and new games that we can have between innings. Riley Theodore, who was our game management person last year, she's coming back, and she's actually coming back in a more expanded role. We're going to be moving her into some of the management. And she's going to be retraining some another young person to help us out on the field. But I'm glad you enjoyed those times, Frank, because they're fun for everybody in the bleachers when they watch, like, either the pie eating contest. We went and actually did competition last year. We did a watermelon eating contest with the opponents, and we had one of the opponents come over and one of our guys come over, and we had watermelon eating competition as well. So lots of fun between innings out there, and the people get a real charge out
you
of
guys,
it.
You know, you guys have ringers. It's some of your boys. And then that other guy that came out was like, oh, my God. He never even had a chance.
No.
But he tried.
Well, you know, when you get some guys that are like 6'4", 230 pounds, and they're in a pie-eating contest, they just stick their face in it and inhale.
That's it. It's like they're snorting blueberries.
Right, exactly.
Hey, Frank, thanks a lot for calling, buddy.
Yeah, well, good to see you. I'm glad the baseball season's coming up, and the good old Sons of Italy will be there to help you out, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely, Frank. I'm glad to hear you sound so strong, and I'm glad you're doing well.
Good seeing you again, Frank.
God bless.
God bless you. You know what? There's a guy. Somebody had a photo of his car, and they said, "Who's this? What's this car there?" And everybody, people were answering, "Oh, that's Frank Rose." Like, yep. Everybody knows who Frank Rose is.
Right.
What a great guy Frank Rose is.
Yep.
And his birthday's on the Marine Corps birthday.
Oh, really?
November 10th.
And yeah. You would know that.
I would know that. And yeah, anyway, okay, now, we only got a few minutes left. Where do people get their season tickets?
Colt45s.com. I'm going to be turning in. We've been renewing season passes and reserve seats. And so I've contacted with all the people. The payments have been in. So now I'm going back to our web people with the open list. And so for the first time this year, you'll be able to go online and look at what seats are available if you want to buy your own reserve seat. So you'll have a reserve seat with your name or your business name on it. That's yours for the entire season.
It's a write-off,
season.
Too.
It's a write-off. It's a business expense. Or
it
we're
is.
A 501c3.
Right.
And you can go ahead and send clients down. You can send your employees down to the game. You know, again, I mentioned by name because they're good supporters, as all of our participants are. But Reading Bank of Commerce has 9 seats down there, 4 of them for their clients and 5 for their employees. And so their employees book these tickets up for the whole season in advance. And we have a number of businesses that do that for their employees.
Can I say something, too, that for the Veterans Home?
Oh, absolutely.
You support the Veterans Home.
Right, right. We give them 10 season passes.
That's right.
10
season passes.
They get 10
season.
We have 2 anonymous donors, okay?
And is that right?
Yeah, we have 2 anonymous donors every year that purchase 40 season passes. They keep 5 themselves,
mm-hmm.
and then they give me the other 30 to distribute into the community, and they specifically said Veterans Home gets 10.
Okay, and then the Veterans Home, what they do, will bring out their van, with their people that come out there to watch it,
mm-hmm.
and you know what, 4th of July, you know.
We have some reserve seats along that first baseline
yeah.
that have reserved on it. Those are the Colt 45 reserve seats, and that's where we put our veterans.
That's right.
They get
what a great thing
row,
that is.
Front row center.
And I don't know who those people that are anonymous have done this, but God bless you.
They've been doing
God
it.
God bless you.
They've been doing it for 4 years.
Yeah. I mean, that's great. You know what? Colt 45s, I'm so glad you're out of politics, man. First of all, you're a lot happier.
So am I.
You're a lot happier. Your wife is a lot happier.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, let's give her a round of applause, too.
Patty, she's our volunteer coordinator.
Oh, my gosh. You know, when things are coming apart, Patty stands there like a rock. People are coming in. Patty's pointing, running. I mean, she's got things going. Go over there. No. Don't worry about it. We'll do this here. Let me step in. Let me show you how to do this. Boom.
I'm glad I don't have to pay her.
Oh, gosh. Well, you know.
I couldn't afford it.
We couldn't afford it.
Right.
How do you pay people for that? You know, I'm not sure how they do it.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to know one thing.
Yeah.
Are we going to be able to have snow cones for the whole game?
Oh, yeah. Snow cones will be going on the whole game.
Yeah, I know. I'm asking you this for
sometimes
a specific
we
reason.
Shut down, sometimes we shut down in the 8th inning, like food and stuff like that.
Because you run out.
Well, we either run out of the syrup.
Yeah.
Or, you know, that sort of thing. And it's kind of nice that when you run out of stuff. I mean, we try to, you know, we're a small operation. We've run out of beer a couple times.
Oh,
believe
yeah.
it or not.
Say
okay.
it isn't so,
okay.
Joe! Okay, we talked about this during the break.
Right.
Okay, full moon.
Full moon. We're going to have, last year we had a blue moon night with, you know, the second full moon in a month. So this year we're going to do the blue moon special again. And so when we have a full moon this year, we'll have a blue moon special, and we reduce the price on our beer. You know, you can't go anywhere in this area and pay $5 for a 16-ounce beer. It doesn't happen, and that's what we do down here. And the point of that isn't just because we're cheap beer. We're the least expensive entertainment in this town. A family of 4 comes almost every night to our games, and I went over, I don't know how many times, and just sit and talk with them now, and they go, you know, we bring our kids here. They love it. They run around. They're tired when they get home, and it costs us $18. You know, I mean, he goes, I can't go to McDonald's for $18.
No,
you know,
you can't.
And so, you know, come on out to the ballpark. Come out and watch us. I hope I can come back before the season starts. We might have a local player, too.
Yeah.
You know, Jeffrey Ahern's going to come back and play for us this year.
Well, we've got a lot of local guys around, it seems like, are in this general mm-hmm. area that we're going to be. But let me say why are you doing a whole hour in the Colt 45? Let me tell you why. We're a community radio station.
You are.
You are a community jewel. You are an asset
well,
to this
you,
community. No, no. I mean,
it's not
it,
just
it is.
We have
I mean, it's
a good sized organization.
Everybody.
There's
no, no.
60 volunteers.
You're the face boy. I know. You're, okay. You're the poster boy. Okay. But I also know is how many people that make this work. But this is why it's because this is such a great part of our community.
Yeah.
This is our baseball team.
Right.
This is a team where you can go out and have a great time. It's safe. It's good times.
It
people enjoy themselves.
Owned by the community.
Owned
this
by the community.
This is a community-owned team.
This is great.
All the extra money goes right back into that
That's
field.
It.
And wait till you folks come out and see this field.
It has been changed. New turf. Everything.
The grass
there.
Is lush. Everything is just looks.
You imported
beautiful.
Grass in.
Well,
like, well,
we did a total resod here a couple of years ago, but
yeah.
Now you know. Starting July last year, we took over the total maintenance of all of the field. McIntyre Landscaping has just been doing a fantastic job. Gus is a great guy.
Yeah.
He's been my bank. He's been carrying us in the low times of money and stuff, too. So I got to give him credit for that.
No.
He knows where I live.
He gets a free hot dog now and then.
Okay.
And besides the fact, it's not just hot dogs and Pepsi out there and beer. It is... barbecue, tri-tip,
right.
Ribs,
watermelon, coleslaw, beans.
Hot summer night baseball, that is Americana, boys.
Oh,
it is.
Popcorn.
Popcorn. You name it.
Yep.
Ice cream.
Yeah.
Wine. Wine nights.
Wine. We have wine out there, too. They're coming back. The wine people are going to have their night. Yeah. So it'll be good. I mean, you know.
But this is why I do this, and this is why you're going to keep coming back. This is why that we are, of course, we're going to do every game of the Colt 45s right here through KCNR 1460. And thanks to all, you know, thanks to our sponsors that are helping to bring this to everybody.
We really appreciate
the nation.
The people that support you because that's in way of supporting us.
Yeah.
We have 14 of those VIP pavilion nights already sold.
Great.
We only did five last year.
Well, so, you know what? It's just getting bigger.
And it introduces new people to the game, and they realize, hey, this is something that I enjoy. This is something that I can do. So we'd like to see him come back at least four or five times a year.
At least four or five times. You'll be back again.
I will.
Rick Bassetti, who is the general manager of the Colt 45. So many things going on. Tomorrow, the sheriff's going to join us. We can talk to him about a few things that's going on right here. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Linda Kenya. It is primary day in New York. Bill and Hillary Clinton cast their votes this morning in their adopted hometown of Chappaqua. The former president and current Democratic Party primary frontrunner were greeted by supporters as they voted at an elementary school gymnasium. GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump also cast his vote this morning. Last night, he made one more pitch before his supporters, saying he's going to clinch the GOP nomination.
I believe we're going to do it much more easily than people think, and we're going to do it on the first ballot. We're going to get to that big 1237.
Donald Trump was speaking in Buffalo, New York.
There is water all over the place, flooding all over the place.
An apt description from Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner describing the flooding following storms that dumped up to 16 inches of rainfall.